Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, before we continue speaking about Pentecost and the work of the Holy Spirit and the readings for today, I just wanted to make a comment. Today is the feast of St. John the First, and I don't think we know much about St. John the First. He was elected when he was already advanced in years, and he was elected to succeed St. Hormisdas to the See of Peter. John the First suffered in his own body for the sake of the peace between the powers of East and West. Struggles that we're still having, though very different than they did. At the request of the Ostrogoth king, Theodoric the Great, then ruler of Rome, John went to Constantinople to end the brutal persecution of Arians by the Byzantine Emperor Justin the First. The Arians were those who believed that Jesus was the Son of God, but he was not God. And so they experienced brutal persecution, and John secured charity toward the Arians. He made it possible for them to be cared for and not to be punished so severely. But upon his return to Italy, he was imprisoned by order of Theodoric, and he died in 526 of starvation and exhaustion. And he was buried in Rome as a, quote, victim for Christ. He just gave his life so fully, and he was persecuted so much that he really ends up being a victim for Christ. Brothers and sisters, how strong is your faith? In this marvelous celebratory time of Pentecost, let's ask God to give us strength to stand for our faith. Strength to be willing to suffer if that were asked of us. I don't know about you, I don't have any courage for it. But I know that I love God, and I know that God will supply whatever we need. So I'm willing to say to the Lord, however you need me, use me. Whatever will serve you, use me. I don't know what that means. But that's the willingness that God wants to give us. And that only comes from the Holy Spirit. I used to be so terrified of the will of God that I could hardly say that I would obey it, let alone desire it. But many of you listening to this program know how much that has changed in my life. Because it's being in the center of God's will is being in the best possible place you could be. You feel like you're out of control, yes, because you're not helping yourself to get what you want. You're simply following the Lord. But oh, there's great freedom and great hope and great peace in it. So let's encourage one another. Let's encourage one another to seek the will of God, to love the will of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us to love God's will. Believe me, He will do it. First reading today is from the letter of James, chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. Beloved, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we shall go into such and such a town, spend a year there doing business, and make a profit. Beloved, you have no idea what your life will be like tomorrow. In other words, he's saying, look, you're making all these plans, and it's okay to make plans. We have to make plans. But when you're making plans as though you were in charge, you may be very surprised because your plan may not be God's plan. So we want to submit our plans and our ideas to God, not hide them, not excuse them, share them. God, my motives are mixed. And these are my good motives and these are my not so good motives. Will you help me? Bring everything to Him. James says, James is very strong. James, you have no idea what your life will be like tomorrow. How can you plan that way? You are a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. Instead, you should say, if the Lord wills it, we shall live to do this or to do that. But now you are boasting in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So for one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, it's a sin. It's a sin. Think of that. Psalm 49, blessed are poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the poor in spirit. What's the poor in spirit? The one who says, everything I have has come to me from God. I spend my life thanking him for his gifts and I will use them according to his purpose. That's being poor in spirit. It's not me or mine, and God, I give this to you every Sunday in the collection basket, so that fulfills my duty. No, it doesn't. Not at all. It's your full heart given to God that fulfills your duty. Please don't straddle. Please don't compromise. It's all or nothing. Honestly. I mean, we can take baby steps, but don't get stuck in those baby steps. A lot of people do. Don't. Give it all. Installments, if you really intend to give it all, perhaps God will allow you to do that. But the important thing is you get into the center of his will as fast as you can. The Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you the gifts he's given you. But in the meantime, you keep giving everything to God. Everything. He will show you what he has for you. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 to 40. Chapter 9, verses 38 to 40. John said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us. And Jesus replied, Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. There is no one who performs a mighty deed. Now, that's not just saying you're going to do it. It means that you feel called by God to perform a mighty deed. You do it, and the mighty deed is done. You see it, and you see the fruit. And that's why he's saying this is true. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name, which means according to my will. In my name. You've heard me talk about that a lot. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me, for whoever is not against us is for us. So Jesus is drawing in as many as he can, even while their motives may be a bit mixed, or maybe a lot mixed, but they're declaring that they want to follow the Lord. He'll test that out, but he draws you to himself. Have you allowed God to draw you? It's a good time in this month of May, which is so dedicated to the Blessed Mother. This is a time to say, Mary, you had such grace that you were able to say when the angel came and spoke those incredible to you about Jesus and about you bearing a son and who that son would be. You just did what God told you to do. You moved on it. You didn't hide. You didn't negotiate. You didn't run. You did what God asked you to do. Be it done unto me according to thy word. And that's what God wants from us. So ask the Blessed Mother, if you think that your will is like very, very strong, strong will, as a friend of mine says, strong like bull. If you're like a ferocious bull there and you aren't going to move unless you want to, you want a will that's docile in the hands of God, that is supple in the hands of God. But God will take us, even if you say it out of clenched teeth, Lord, I do want to follow your will. If you say it and you mean it, even though you don't know if you have the courage or the energy or the wisdom to carry it out, the Holy Spirit will help you. The important thing is that you're willing. And even if you say, I'm so strong-willed, Lord, I don't disqualify yourself. Just say, Lord, I'm sinful. I'm so strong-willed. I'm power-hungry. I'm a control freak. I'm this, I'm that. Whatever it is that describes you. But you want God's will. You're not there yet, but you want to want it. Take that. Say, Holy Spirit, come into this mixed-up mess right now. I want to follow the Lord, but part of me doesn't. Part of me says the price is too high. Part of me says that's too much. I give God this little bit, but I can't give him more. God can turn all of that around. If you simply come to him and say, Lord, I want to do your will. I want to do your will, and I want to do it your way. I want to follow you. I want to belong to you. That's so good. And God hears it, and God will answer it. Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 to 40. John said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us. And Jesus replied, Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. Trust him. Trust God. Trust God. God is the one, you see, who sees the heart. All we see is the external. And we say, oh, I don't like the way that person is using that gift. And I think this person should be doing that. And I don't think they should be doing this. Their gift is really here. And we're always trying to control, all of us. In some fashion, we're all trying to control. But here, it's just very, very clear. Jesus says, don't. Just because you're not absolutely sure that this person is one with you in your group, don't prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. If they're not actively against us, then Jesus doesn't seem to care about a middle ground there. If they're not actively against us, then they're probably more for us than against us. They may not be solid in the camp where we are, but they're probably more for us. So start working with that. Bless people. Help them. God may have introduced them in because he wants them to learn, and then they may have gifts greater than yours once they learn the truth. Jesus is just, don't prevent people just because you don't have all their credentials. Learn. Listen. Watch. Now, if you're sure somebody is bad or not a good influence, that's another thing. But if this stranger shows up in your group, prayer group or whatever it might be, and you're just not quite sure, get to know them. Did God send this person? Or is this person in need and God has inspired them to come to us? Nothing's yet evident, but anything could be going on. In other words, the Holy Spirit isn't magic. The Holy Spirit inspires and leads, but you and I need to know what the scriptures teach us. We need to learn to ask God to give us discernment. That's how I can determine what's from the evil one and what's from God. It's a gift that takes a long time to develop, but very needed. There's so much, brothers and sisters, God has for us and wants to give us. Let's start by being humble and be before him and ask him to make us his disciple. The Holy Spirit will take it from there. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.